Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Media Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I are the best of friends, man. What can I say? Thank you so much to Bahle taking you through, and of course she's back with you tomorrow. And as for you and me, our week has just started today, the first day for us. Throughout up to Thursday, we will be together. I trust the Father will just do you good. Bless you so much in a mighty way. And good music, I should say. Good music is coming out. And we will play some of the good music, some of the music that make you ponder and say, okay, what's wrong now? You know, okay. Why is he playing this? Yeah, something like that. Something like that. And of course, also because, you know, much of the times when it comes to this show, we make it your show. We make it your show, and you are able to just say as much as you can on the topic, by the way. On the topic, by the way. And we are able to sharpen one another with regards to that. Big ups to you. And how would it not be nice if one started with this song? And this is one of the songs that had gotten me going. There were times that were tough when I was at university. There was no food, nothing, man. I wish Ronnie was alive to tell as to the ordeal. Or Tsidiso. Tsidiso is still around, and Tsidiso would tell how he would bake bread and cheese just to bring for me to eat every day.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Tell me you don't like that song, man. Come and walk with me on the water, which means come and walk in the faith of Christ. Let me take you to the other side by faith. The words of Christ, just amazing there. Olita Adams, I guess he is 63 or 64 now, eh? Wow. Wow. And still going strong, and still going strong. These are some of the people who said no to Hollywood, man. And they followed Christ. They followed the faith. And they're still doing well, even today. Nevertheless, we have our guests on the line. Sipho Polos is in Standerton, Jabulani Dominic is in Mbombela, Nelspruit, Mbombela. And then Mfundisi Mota, Sechemistene. Let me start with you, Mfundisi Mota. Greetings to you, Mfundisi Mota. How are you, sir, and welcome.
Well, and greetings to you too.
Usaphila kodwa.
Ngomusa kaNkulunkulu, Mfundisi, siyaphila, man. Ngiyathemba ukuthi nani niyaphila, nabalaleli emakhaya, noMfundisi Jabulani. Nosipho mfowethu ngaleyana esitanela.
Mqemane mfo, mqemane. Angumqemane, namhlanje ngigcokiwe umvelo omhlophe nebhuke elimnyama, ngikhumbula esikoleni. Black and white!
Ukhumbulele zansuku.
Ya, sengathi ngabonana nalabo othisha laba bebathanda ukungihlupha, bathi wena usiphasa kanjani isuthu isiZulu ungumsuthu? Ngithi hawu. Nisho kanjani, bathi hawu. Kanti akusuwe lo mfana wakalihodi wena. Ngithi yimi, bathi usiphasa kanjani isiZulu? Ngithi angazi. Buzana ubaba, ubaba ungumfisi umadla ngempisi. So buzani yena. Mzalwa khona ke umuntu osuka khona kwaZulu. Ayisabona. Imzumbe. Nkosi yami. Sinojabulani kodwa futhi. Jabulani Dominic, izolo bekagijima 42 kilometers. Jabu, welcome. Sawubona.
My friend.
Hey.
Ngiyaphila kodwa.
Ngiyaphila wena.
Hayi, nami ngiyaphila kakhulu. Sibonga uNkulunkulu osigcinile isikhathi zonke nje. Ngibingelele na umfundisi uMotha na mfethu Sipho nabalaleli bonke. Nalapha e-studio, my friend.
Hey mfo, besinomfundisi uMathebula namhlanje.
Oh, madodoti indaba ezimnandi kakhulu.
Ngiyakutshela, ngiyakutshela. Besinomfundisi Mathebula namhlanje.
Yebo.
Yes.
Mina njelwe, hey, siyambonga uNkulunkulu kakhulu man. Hey.
Aw, yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah, no,
I fellowship of the brethren.
You know,
looking forward to babona bomfundisi Mathebula ku men's dialogue ngomhlakatheki.
Uyafika vele. Uyafika na kanjani? Bayasuka lapha base Ivory CMC. Bayeza ke, abayeza, bayeza mfo, bayeza. Uzosiministerela futhi, uzosiministerela futhi. Hayi, uyeza.
That will be great. That will be great. Looking forward, my brother.
Abomhlongo kudala basithembisa sacabanga ukuthi lonyaka lo ngeke bathole iphanchara noma kama.
Bazofika.
Yabo umhlongo eh
hayi no bayeza basimbithini
be yeah
sengathi ngiyambona ngendlela ahleka ngakhona umhlongo hayi ayokugaga balafika hawo elo la ndiyaxolisa futhi siyaxolisa for 3 years hayi ya balafika isebenzi le ndaba yakamhlongo le you know
iyakholojayisa sebenzi isikhathe sinde kangaka.
Hey madoda, hey madoda. Hey, and fanele uxolele because akukho ka 70 times 7, kuka 1 kuphela yabo. Fanele uxolela, una chance.
Hayi, uke wangithinde nje wathi hayi mfowethu noma kanjani this time ngizawube ngikhona, ngizawuhlela yonke into nasemsebenzini ukuthi ngibe khona ku men's dialogue. I don't want to wait to miss it.
Yeah, yeah. Ngicela ne man of hope if they can send people, maybe send 10 or 20 people. To come over, it would be nice, you know. A man of hope, I'll be interviewing a show in here to a men's dialogue on Tuesday. Kumbuli men's dialogue say in a show, pal. So, corner light radio pulpit, yeah. So, we're looking forward this month. Vele, we are conversing men. Naganjan, good bafik. Naganjani, and sinosipo sipo paulo se minor H.
Sawubona mfundisi, uzaphila kodwa?
Ngiyaphila, wena bhuti wam?
Mfoka Popo Zani balaleli, uphakathi emsakazweni uRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Kuseyi ke lo, into ende. Hlala ngale kompopo, siyobingelela mfundisi.
Kusaphileka kodwa mara Sipho.
Kuyaphila, sibukana, I miss you, just to see your face.
Fine, yes.
Yes. I need to die, man, yes.
Hey, man. kuzolunga kuzolunga mfoka baba, siyeza isikhathi man, we are looking forward to seeing you, you know. We are looking forward to seeing you and to seeing you know uNkulunkulu ekusebenzisa futhi naphakathi kwethu ndoda man, yazi. Yeah angithi manje ngikubhekile ukuthi eish yabona ubusy sizofika isikhathi
ngiyemfike nje noma sengisenzanga nekhlale nje la ucele ngwakho, just being reminded on those past days while I was still singing the phone, this thanda uNkulunkulu, learning from every day in that show, and I thank God for your way to meet my way so that I can learn more of Christ in you. And which I've learned to manage, no, mfundisi Mwata. We thank God nangani bafundisi for this precious golden opportunity just to sit on the foot of Christ and learn from him, our master. Jesus te, but see from Christ himself.
Eish, kuzolunga man. Yazini, kufanele kulunge, yabona. Kufanele kulunge na kanjani mfo man. Eh, kufanele kulunge. We miss you, mina. Ngisafuna ukuhlala phansi nomakoti ngimbuze ukuthi idokwe ubaphila abantwana na, and ngiyabona bayakhula bahlakaniphile.
Uzayibuzele mrothi.
Hayi, siyabonga Sipho, uyangibusisa man, uyangibusisa ngendlela unakekela umama ngakhona, nangendlela uphethe umkakho ngakhona mfo, yazi sengathi ngingakhala. Okay, thing thule kancane ngoba ishow ufanele ichubeke. Siyabonga. Awu, Nkosi yami. Hey madoda. uNkulunkulu usebenzi.
But I'll never forget mfundisi. I was excited 2010 in your shot and you said a statement, I won't forget it.
Yeah.
But if you're not willing to forgive like Christ, you're not suitable to get married. I was like, yeah.
Absolutely.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So that statement is still part of the ingredient of what I heard from you. So that is why I won't forget such an advice. So if you can't forgive like Christ,
yeah,
forget.
No Nico ngake ngambuza kanjalo. UNico yena ngambuza ngendlela rough kakhulu. Ngathi Nico athi kimi, "Ya, mina ngifuna ukushada." Ngithi, "Hawu Nico, yini ngathulwa nami na?" Ujabu yamazi Nico enkangala. "Ngathi yini ngathulwa nami?" Athi, "Ya, ngifuna ukushada, angilaleli wena." Ngithi, "Hayi ndoda man." Kanti usho kanjalo. Athi, "Ngifuna ukushada." Ngathi, "Okay Nico, ethi ngikubuza umbuzo uyi-1." Uyabona? Ukayithula lo mbuzo. Uyamthatha lo muntu ofuna ukuthi ufuna umshado. Athi, "Vele ngiyamthatha." Okay. Ngathi okwesibili, Nico, uma ungamthola wambamba uqhotsheni uzothini? Uzomxolela na? Athi hey, hayi 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 hayi, ngathi Nico ngicela uhambe ekhaya, you are not ready.
That question for this, I won't forget in my life. So I thank God ukuthi it didn't make sense on that day, but because I was so excited, usacabanga nje kumnandi, but I see ukuthi definitely it was God speaking to me so that I can be prepared for where I'm going. And I thank God for such an advice.
Yes. Phela izilo lithi wasithethele lizono zethu njengoba sibathethelela abasonayo. Ngithi wamthola oqotsheni na, wamthola oqotsheni umkakho, uzomthethelela na. Wathi yena ilanga lingawo licoshwe yinkukhu, ngathi kulungile, hamba ekhaya yolala mfo. Ngiyibona le ndaba yakho, akakavi right, asikakafi.
Hamba namahlakalo.
Yesu cha, my friend. Yesu cha.
And when I saw the sketchy, I marathon.
Oh, gosh, man.
Marisaga Kulil, Majuni.
How cool, Nico, Gakul. Ukulil, Sabong, Ukulil. And then, tonight, we are talking about believers as spiritual watchmen. We are spiritual watchmen. We are supposed to be able to see what's happening to me spiritually, not only to yourself. And I'm taking it from the perspective yokuthi uNkulunkulu sibekile ukuthi sibe onogada sonke. Ngokukamoya sikwazi ukubona ukuthi kwenzakalani emkhathini naphambi kwabazalwana naphambi kwabafowethu. He has told us that we all are watchmen. We are watchmen with regards to the advent of Christ. The studying of the word, it should be done truthfully, rightfully dividing the words of truth. We must be watchmen also in the sharing of the word. Se kunaba prophet abaningi khona manje. So we must check ukuthi is this according to the word na? Mina umuntu bakeza kimi ngibuza ngomuntu ngithi ukhuluma izwi kaNkulunkulu athi hayi beka khuluma le opinion eso. Okay, kulungile, siyabonga, bye.
Sifunise. Your call has been placed on hold.
Sifuna la kunezwi khona. Uyayibona? Sifuna la kunezwi khona. Yes. Umfundisi umuntu ungibeke ku hold, why?
Hayi, ngikhona mfundisi.
Yabo ungibeke ku hold. Ithi ukukhuluma umunye usisi omuhle kanjani, athi your call has been placed on hold.
Ngumuzwa kahle no sisi lo angazi ukuthi kanjani ngoba na iPhone yami nje ikumamele lapho
nami ngazibuza ngathi dadwe wangena indaba zethu so fanele sibabo spiritual watchman suke phoneini kamfundisi
ngaphela khuluma esilungu la
uzoganga la uzoganga ephoneini imgcotshwa
yinqeni
how in the phone of the neck. We are talking about spiritual watchmen as to what these are all about. When we say we are watchmen, you are supposed to be a watchman over your spouse, over your children. If you are a child, over your parents, over your siblings. You are supposed to be a watchman over your colleagues, your area of work. You must be a watchman. You must be a watchman also ekhaya emdenini wakho, amongst the people you are with, friends, relatives. You're supposed to be a watchman, whether they are saved or not. You're supposed to be a watchman. You're supposed to tell them of the incumbent danger, the coming danger. You should tell them about the advent of the kingdom, that Christ's return is imminent. You are a watchman. Each and every one of us cannot run away from this. We are all watchmen. We are watchmen over the growth of your children, the community, the peace in the communities. Watchmen over everything that is sinister in the communities. If kunama poison eitori, you're supposed to be the one that is seeing that first and binding that spirit of witchcraft in the communities. But if we are not spiritual, and if we are not watching as the Father wants us to watch, anything will just advance, permeate, and move about us and damage us. We need to be careful about that. You're supposed to be watchmen over your own life, your own health, the body that the Father has given you as a temple. You're supposed to be a watchman also over that. You're supposed to be a watchman. Even on your finances, you must be a watchman. Ayikho lento ukuthi sengiholile manje ngisayozispoiler. Naku thengi 9 piece uhlezi uyi 1 laphana. Uyayidla uyahluleka ku piece number 4. You're a watchman. Kukhona abanye abantu abana impahla. You're supposed to give. You're a watchman. Fanele ubemboze laba ba those who are naked, you're supposed to dress them. Those who are hungry, we're supposed to feed them. We are watchmen. We must nourish the communities. We must nourish the country. We must nourish the people. You are watchmen over the schools, not only the SGBs, but the schools, the whole community. I was saying to this other church, I said, I feel in my heart, you guys won't invite me anymore. But eating in chele, le sonto leli elalo mphakathi lo asile family kamfundisi. You are supposed to train people in this community who will be watchmen, disciples who will spread the gospel, win souls, who will evangelize and reach out. But it doesn't seem that way these days. We go to churches, we are taught about so much blessings that are coming our way and so much money that we will have. We are taught about so much that we are going to get. We are told about cars and everything. Bese masiqeda sithi sukuma mkami bakubone.
Thapelo ya motho yo lokileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhamelwane ya yona.
All right, now the word says this. Sipho, usese khona ngithi ngiqala ngawe namhlanje. Usese khona? Wesipho. Awu kanti abantu baphi na? Jabu ukhona wena?
Yebo, yebo ngikhona my friend.
Usipho uyephi kanti? Ya, mfundisi Motho ukhona.
Hayi ngikhona mfundisi.
Ya, thi ngiqale ngoJabu Usipho ngiyambona usadla amakip. Ithi
speaker sami mfundisi yabo lifona media panyas bedu Sipho khona ngilalele mfundisi.
Aw, okay, thi ngiqale ngawe ke Sipho. Izwi likaNkuluNkulu ku Isaiah 21 verses 8, because we are spiritual men, man. We must watch events in life. Spiritually, we must look at all the events that are happening and life in itself. Spiritually, we must be able to see. Uma abantu sebenza izinto ezisnacks benzani sebaphuma ema TV bangagcoka ngamahembe namabruku amatota manje sebenze izinto fanele sazi ukuthi kwenzakalani sikwazi ukuthi sicwayise umzimba kaChrist. Isaiah 21 verses 8 says, then he cried, a lion, my Lord, I stand continually on the watchtower. In the daytime, I have set on my post every night. We must watch over. Say, hey, there comes a lion, a ferocious lion, wanting to devour anyone it can get hold of. We're supposed to warn people of the devil who masquerades as a lion.
Yeah.
And then when you look into Matthew 25, verse 13, watch therefore, for you do not know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. We watch over events. We also are watchful. In other words, we are prayerful. We always are preparing one another for the kingdom. Discipleship doesn't end because it's a continuous preparation for the kingdom. And we continue to do that because we are watchmen. As relax in the spaces, is in gospel. Sipho, what comes to mind?
That's very true indeed, Mfundisi. What a topic, and we thank God for this opportunity.
Hallelujah.
Time spent gaining God's knowledge, the time spent wisely and productively. And we thank God, Mfundisi, being watchmen is a calling that God has called us into. Remember, we must be the salt of the world, the light of the world, being the watchmen, also being the ambassador. Like today we're talking about being watchful. So it shows, Mfundisi, we are people who have to stand in the gap. And what we are called for, it is a task daily, whereby we need to be disciple of Christ, knowing the word. I was happy from this when you touch a little bit of Ubuti. Listen to, we've got many people who call themselves prophets, and they come and people ask us about them, whereas they speak what they've seen, what they heard. But we have to do Jengibandala Seperi, check the scripture.
Yes,
everything that Paul was saying, but is it in line, in tune? Is it biblically? Is it scripturally? Then if it's scriptural, then it's good. But I cannot always emphasize at one point from the Guti, if we don't have the Spirit of God within us, because the Spirit of God knows exactly what is of God, we will be fooled by many stories, and those stories being rubber stamped by saying, Jesus, Jesus, no, from this. We need to be watchful. Remember, we quote Vesela, the devil is roaring like a lion, wants to swallow anyone. In First Peter chapter 5 verse 8, be sober minded, be watchful. In other words, we should not always, you must be full of the scripture and be focused, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, pounds like a roaring lion, seeing somebody to devour. In other words, it shows when we have mindset of being watchful, will always be alert and let people see, good, this is of a devil, this is not the Spirit of God. In other words, we will be always making people to be on their toes to know exactly what is of God. And what is Miglis in Sumfonis, they don't want to read the word, they want to hear people about what they say. And is we must be sober minded. Being sober, you are focused. You know what you want. You know exactly, Mfundisi, you have been given a task. Which when abantu Mfundisi say, you've counted many things with Lula Njuguti. I must always be watchful even to my finances. How do I use? Because I must use it to the glory of the name of Jesus.
They belong to him. Hey.
Exactly. I cannot take my money and sponsor it into the msebenzi namatiye. Sponsorisha msebenzi yamadlozi. You sponsorisha abantu abaphuma ephehlweni, abaphuma emgonqweni. No, I am watchful for this, because what I have, it is from God. And he is my source, as a becoming the resource of what I've got from the source that is God. And it's a Bible. He is the one who gives us strength. So that money that I have, I must use it wisely for the glorification of the kingdom, the enlargement of the kingdom of God. So in other words, being sober minded is not always just we visit the book Shumaila Pair, but even the way I must set order in my family. I must know my position as a man, as my spouse's position, even the I must also be a leader in what I say, in what I live for. In other words, abantwana bambazi ukuthi loku uNkulunkulu akukuthande. Elithi Bible ikhulisa umntwana ngendlela okuyothi esemdala angasuki kuyo. It's been watchful and for the Stephen nasemsebenzini kwazeke ukuthi kunomntwana kaNkulunkulu. When times are tough, they know exactly ukuthi we've got a child of God. Bazi ukuthi when they ask for advices, there is a child of God who can advise them godly. In other words, being watchful, and for the even nangen leleng patangayo mzimbawa, you've touched it from this. Angikwazi Mfundisi ukuba umzalo ohlalela ukudla njalo ngibe sidudla lapha sengiphefumulela phezulu angisakwazi ukuhamba amasuda wasavaleki. I must be watchful ukuthi what I put on my mouth. Siza ku December la Mfundisi kube kuvalwa ama party bazisa amahabu ane wine. I must be careful with what I eat. I must be careful Mfundisi ukuthi imapha ama gathering engiwahambayo. Kuna ama gathering lezinsuku abakumema kuwe Mfundisi mawuthi uyabheka lapha imjiva bayenzayo.
Uyabona na ukuthi hayi hayi hayi.
I must be skeptical. I must be watchful. I must open my eyes.
That is why mfundisi yadinga ukuthi le topic ngathi singathi kuyilula ngoba ayiba kuphela intweni izenzeka esontweni kuphela. I must be also watchful and pray. Remember Jesus wathi be watchful and pray. Ngoba ufika isikhathi lakho nibandla lilala uthi lapha ku Matthew 26 verse 40-41 watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. When temptation comes in for this, udinga abantu abawatchful ukuthi okay Satan ngiyakubona.
Yeah.
Ukuthi nje ukuthi ukubona ukuthi today Satan indeed suka. Ngamanye amazwi you can even identify Satan ehlele kumfundisi. Uyakwazi identify Satan ehlele kumzalwane. Uyakwazi identify Satan ehlele kumprofeti kumpostoli. Ngamanye amazwi yeah, careful ufake lento kuthiwa amagogos ama spiritual eye canine. Like you can even sense and check spirit. You are always having the descending spirit. You not always swallow anything. That is why we are living on the last day. We need to know the scripture and become watchful in all times.
Sure, absolutely. We are talking about watchfulness as to what it is even over about. And of course, you see, but see, Lule, watchful over events of life, over our own growth spiritually, over our discipline, the conduct, and some of the things that have come through. Kukhona izinto ezingenile nje ku behavior sibheke ukuthi zingena ngamuphi umoya lezinto. And also, yes, and be watchful over the decadence of faith. You know, when faith decays, you know, when there is a deterioration, sibheke ukuthi hawo kanti abantu ba backslide kangaka kwenze njani.
What's the cause?
Yes. And we should also be watchful. It means be discerning. We must watch over signs. What are the signs that we see now? What is the weather telling us? Wars and rumors of wars, what does it say to us? Watchfulness is all about that. Are we as watchful as we should be able to even warn the country, hey, we are not going the right direction? Oh, hey, young people, you're not going the right direction. Konamanje, we see quite a lot of things happening in our communities, and we should be able to say, hey, man, kanti apha amablock man, baphila abantu enibavotele. We need to speak over their lives.
Exactly, from this influence and impact them.
Yes, yes. And we need to be able to say, because we are watchful, you can't just come to church nizoqala inkonzweni before nivotele. No. Don't come at all if that is the case.
Yeah, it's true. Being watchful.
We need to be watchful over our children, the behaviors of our children. We need to intervene. If it means being strict, yes, it's for the good of that kid.
Exactly.
Ubaba atha kanti ngenzeni akathi phela mntana makhulunywa noyihlo kanjalo.
Yeah.
When we come back, we're asking more.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit. Download the Bible to your cell phone. Read Word for Today. And you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za. Especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Welcome back. I spoke about the decadence of faith, man. That it happens. Jabu, let me bring this to you. Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 9. Only take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest you depart from your heart all the days of your life, and teach them to your children and your children's children. The issue is we must be watchful over the permeance and the progression of the gospel. We need to preach and also raise many people who will preach. Angeke sishone nje jabu masishona akekho umuntu ozoshumayela makushona abantu bathi yo akekho umuntu obekashumayela nje ngathi sifuna mawushona kuphakama abantu abakhuluma bathi no thina siyimukisa phambili le ndlela
yeah they take the bet on
hayi abantu abathi yo hayi waze wahamba ke ho kazi yo zala nkomoni cha 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 asifuni labo bantu lapha asifuni lokho thina. Watchmen make sure that from generation to generation there is a discipleship and there is a growth. Jabu.
Thank you very much, my friend. A great topic indeed about watchful. And this is a calling to every believer. As we were just explaining, maybe people might easily just count themselves out, maybe because of they are not in the spotlight, maybe of sending the gospel across. So, but every believer, we are called to be watchful. In the space where we find ourselves to be, in our workplaces, even at home, even in our relationships, in our marriage, you know, in our communities, we are called to be watchful. In our places of fellowship, we are called to be watchful, to be people who really watch over with the eyes of the Lord, you know, because they are eyes of the physical, but we need also God to open our eyes of the spirit to see that which he sees so that we can speak as he speaks, you know. So you are quoting something there in Deuteronomy 4:9, which says, only be careful and watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget things, the things your eyes have seen, or let them fade from your heart as long as you live. Teach them to your children and to your children after them. So we are to be watchful of that which the Lord has taught us, that which we have received, the salvation that we have received freely. We are to be watchful that also we're not, it doesn't end with us, you know. So this is actually a calling for us to send it across. My friend that do not know the Lord, God looks up to me to send the salvation to them. My family that never knows the Lord, you know, like my community that never knows the Lord, but the Lord looks upon me to send the salvation over. That's being watchful. When we take heed of that which the Lord has spoken and teach it over and send it over, also so that everyone can be able to hear what the Lord is saying. Also in Proverbs 8:33, the word of God says, heed instruction and be wise, and do not neglect it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at my doorposts. Heed instruction and be wise. So that which the Lord speaks to us, when we take into consideration of it and live according to it, and not just us, but also we teach it over, you know, not to force people actually to believe or to listen to us, but by our actions, the manner in which we conduct ourselves, the manner in which we live, as we're saying, in our workplace. Let people know God by the manner in which you conduct yourself. If people, you know, always swear, always gossip, always backbite and speak bad about others, as a child of God, be different. Don't gossip. Don't backbite others. Don't speak bad about your manager when others are throwing stones. Be different. Be an example. Speak good. Speak that which is going to edify because of you are being watchful. You are representing God in that space. You are making sure that everyone can see the Father through you. But if you are not careful, you can just end up blending in, and then your light is dimmed. And then people can no longer know. Even if they were to ask whether you are a child of God or not, they will not actually be sure because of you are lukewarm. But let us, wherever you find ourselves to be, let the eyes of our spirit and our understanding be opened so that we can be able to see that which the Lord shows us and that which he speaks to us, and live according to it and also speak it over. Thank you, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jabu. If you just joined us, we are talking about the very notion. This is the notion of being watchful and what it is even all about. Mfundisi Motha, let me come to you just after this. We trust the Father is blessing you so much in a mighty way.
Matafala moyeng ka go theletsa lenano la rena la hlala nathi la bobedi le la botlhano ka iri ya robedi thapama. Theletsa baruti ka mehutahuta ge baruta lentjula modimo go tiisetsa tshepo pelong ya gago. Theletsa Radio Pulpit mo go 657 AM go arega moyeng.
All right, for this matter, let me bring this to you. I'm looking at Psalms. Psalms 39 verse 1, I said I will guard my ways, lest I sin with my tongue, I will restrain my mouth with a muzzle while the wicked are before me. Being watchful also means that you guard your ways, you guard your speech, the things that you say. You guard over what you say, over your life, over the lives of people, and what is being said over the people. At the same time, you also look at your ways. You guard your ways. What say you? Please, Mota.
When you say thank you so much, indeed, that's a powerful topic again tonight. When they say, in my opinion, I will just say for one to be able to guard his way, to be able to refrain his tongue in speaking what is wrong, it should be our daily prayer, asking the Lord and asking the Father to guard us, to teach us, so that we can be able ukuba sihlale siqaphile. Because when we talk about watchfulness, in other words, we're speaking of being careful of what you say in this case, being careful of what you do, being careful ukuthi lokho engikukhulumayo kumunye umuntu, how is going to see it, how is going to be received, how is going to be accepted. So it is important, mfundisi, that singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, we should be able ukuba sikwazi to be watchful over what we say. The book of Psalms chapter 149 verse 3, mfundisi, just to support your verse, it says, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my life. In other words, we need the Holy Spirit to be able to guide us in everything that we say, in everything that we speak with our mouth. Yiyo ngenye indlela leyo yokuba watchful. As an individual, fanele ukuthi ngibheke ngisiqoqe. In other words, fanele ngikwazi ukukhuluma. I must have a manner of approach when I talk to somebody. I have a manner of presenting whatever topic, whatever that I need to get across. Kufanele ukuthi ngikwazi ukukhuluma. And so if I'm able to do that, then I shall be able also to get other people to be able to watch and say, but la awukhulumanga kahle, because I myself, I've allowed the Holy Spirit to be the one that teaches me, to be the one that actually guards me in everything that I say. So in that, I shall be able to do that. And over and above, Mfundisi, in this watchfulness, I want to quote Paul when he says in Romans chapter 16, verse 17, he says that I urge you, brethren, note, those who cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine which we have learned, and avoid them. So, we need to be watch out or watchful for those who cause division, whether in the families, because other people, if you do not guard your tongue, if you do not refrain your tongue, then your talk or whatever that you say, instead of be bringing life, it will bring a division, whether in the family, whether emsebenzini, whether a community. Some abantu baze bamangale, but this person uthi is saved, umntwana kaNkulunkulu, but how can he talk like that? So we need to be very, very cautious when we speak. Singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, we need to guard against that. And also, it also teaches further. It says that we should also be watchful for those who contradict the doctrine, in other words, the teaching of the word. Because some people will say things just for their own benefit. So we need, because the Holy Spirit teaches us. I love what he said earlier. He said, abanye abantu, they are lazy ukufunda izwi likaNkulunkulu. So they cannot even see ukuthi, but whatever that this is saying now, it is in contradicting to the word, to the doctrine of the Father, to the gospel. So we need ukuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu sigqile ezwini likaNkulunkulu. And how do we get that? We get that by studying the word of God at all times, and then we will be able ukuba sikwazi ukuthi singasitholi sesingene ogibeni lokuthi sometimes sesiyazwa ngenxa yokuthi we are not watchful of what we are being taught.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you can send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. What should we be watchful over? When you look at things these days, what should we be watchful over? When you look at things these days, what are some of the things that we seem not to be watchful over? And these things may or can easily overtake us. I need to hear from you. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. You can also drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp, 0826572729. That's 0826572729.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564. Or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Things that we need to take care of, you know, especially in the light of being watchful. What does it mean to be watchful these days? Are we as watchful as we ought to be? Are we as watchful as we ought to be? You know, if not, what is the problem? You know, if not, what is the problem? Are we as watchful as we ought to be? Things that we need to be watchful even about. You can send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729, 0826572729. You can drop us a voice note also on the WhatsApp, 0826572729. And you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say about this. Let me bring this to you again, Sipho. Now, when we talk about watchfulness, Proverbs chapter 18, verses 6, and this is just amazing, man. It's just amazing. It's one of those things that one needs to be careful of. Okay, before we go to that, let me read Matthew 26, verse 41. Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. We should be able to be watchful over the things that make the flesh weak. And sometimes the church doesn't talk about that, because some of these things are found in the very music that we play. Le gospel is idlalayo. Let to me, le manje. Bese kuyasina kubuyelwa ngemuva abusisi bayadunusa balokuthi babuyela ngemuva. No, we must be watchful.
Yeah.
Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. And of course, what do you say about that, Sipho?
Indeed, Fundis, we need to be skeptical and be eye-open, especially spiritually, because everything that happens into the church, it must be done orderly, at the same time, being under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Anything that is not of the Spirit definitely
is from the devil. And any sermon, any testimony, anything that could be done, not be influenced and impacted by the Spirit of God, definitely should not entertain in the church. It could be any form of a prophecy that may come sometime from this mobile. When a man prophecy, when they come in, they're not in line with the word. We need to be watchful. There are songs that we sing, our lyrics are changing, but the tune, the originality of the song, you normally just sing this song. That is good.
Hey.
Who's for it? Then they change the tattoo, yes, but the originality of the song, man, we know it. So we need not to copy the things of the world. Remember, we are in this world, but we're not of this world. And we also need to be careful on what we allow, even in the music item, even the way we dress.
Yeah, man.
The dresses from this, that isn't it last in the inside?
Hey.
Then we do not have to allow them. It's killed some seeds and put it in Ambangasolagam, but I cannot go a shop keep it sitting. I love Jesus. I must be careful. When somebody sees me doing that, say, hey, Baba, come on, not here. Then grounding, then it's kids also teach him. I last teach him.
Yeah, that's good. So team,
all those things, you need to be careful because if I believe it, even labor practice in our country, we must be careful. There is no child labor in our country. Children, they are from God, and we must be careful. When we see our companies employing people who are under the age, Baba Ropa, we must stand for that. We become a mouth for those who are silent. We become, those hands to those who do not have hands. In other words, even some servants of the Council of Churches to discipline other ministries in Fundis. We need to be vocal about that. Be watchful. Tell about from the saying that the Lama Zippo Akamate is unscriptural. Tell about the prophet of Zakes and Akes in Amanga. We must be watchful. In other words, we should not be in corner there. Something with Amanga Rabasis, like something like Murray. No, we are called to stand in the gap. Remember, being watchmen, Jomo Hezekiah, you stand there. When you see danger, you alert people. You make them to be aware. If you don't make people to be aware, their blood will be counted against you. That is why you also need even from this normally intendant. Zining intendant from this life is in a part of Abi. Become vocal about that. We stand in gap. They are not misused and manipulated. We've got our fellow guys who have been cheated on from this. But I tell you, if I love, Abayen Babo, Buma Mizala, Mabasukshon in the Dayake, Suyafiguma Mizala, he got us on Dana. No, they were married. We need to be watchful and be vocal. I guess you can look at 14 inches on the Katazig. I catch us again from this and be watchful and be vocal. As is the foundations of a politician. It's our responsibility as the body of Christ. Spiritually, physically, abantu abaphile esonweni. Lama tavern esiwabona la, we need to be vocal about that. If you cannot be vocal, let us pray against such spirit.
Absolutely. We really need to be careful, man.
Definitely.
We really need to be careful. We really need to be careful. Send us your WhatsApps. And bakhona abantu abakhuzayo. Bakhona impela abantu abakhuzayo. And these are watchmen. Let me give you just an example. Jabu Mfundisi Motha nawe Sipho. Just an example. Kogan. Gukona, we seem not to become watchmen over here. ugqoka ngathi kuyabhimba nyana.
Hey, uma pantyhose mfundisi yakhuza mama.
Yakhuza mama madlala ankosi yami. Hey madod, kanti sekwenze njani na?
Hey inkosi yami, mama ongishumaye iva nge 1998.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Now we need to be careful also. Mfundisi Mota, let me bring this to you. The very issue of being watchmen. Acts chapter 20 verse 31. Therefore watch and remember, for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears. Being watchful, being a watchman also means to warn, to give warnings, to really show people the warning signs. Looks like ngathi sitshela abantu ukuthi nizoba mthebelele, nikelani nina at least ngeenvelope ezipink nizoba right. We need to warn people that we can't go on like this. Uthi mfundisi Mata.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.